Well, first of all, many thanks for letting me be here, and Father Tyler for letting me bump you.
My pleasure.
He asked about the re-blessing of the baptismal font, and I said, well, I'll do it. I don't think that's what he really had in mind, but you're stuck with me now. So that's the way it goes. So it's good to be here for that occasion. And I guess I'm blessing the food afterwards. You guys all brought so much food in. I was going to go through and see what I wanted for dinner tonight, but that's all taken care of. Anyway, very grateful. Deacon, Father, thanks so much for your ministry. Let's give them a nice round of applause for their ministry. Thanks as well to our servers, our musicians, our Knights of Columbus. I know they're sitting, there they are back in there. Thanks so very much, Brother Knights, for all that you do as well. And for all those who've handled the food pantry, I understand it's been a long-standing service you guys provide for the poor and the needy. Thanks so very, very much for that great service. I appreciate it. Our baptism is something that is at the very foundation of who we are as Christians and as Catholics. I would wager that for most of us, our baptism is not something that often comes to our mind. Yet it was a day which changed our world, which set us on a new course, which gave us our identity as Catholics. So, assuming we have not thought about our own baptism in quite a while, let us reflect on what happened so long ago for most of us. I presume most of you don't know the day of your baptism. You do. Good. Mine was May 20th, 1951. I'm an old person, by the way. In the gospel today, we hear about the baptism which Jesus underwent by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. This baptism of John the Baptist was, in fact, only a symbolic baptism. For most people that he baptized, it symbolized the repentance of their sins. They felt sorry, they felt bad about the way they were living their lives, and so they underwent this cleansing water at the hands of John the Baptist. When the Baptist baptized Jesus, it symbolized the Heavenly Father's anointing of Jesus to go forth and proclaim the kingdom of God. It was sort of, for Jesus, a commissioning ceremony. It was the beginning of Jesus' public ministry after 30 years of working quietly as a carpenter. So see, you can all be commissioned even after 30 years. Don't forget that. However, this is not the same as the baptism which Jesus urged his followers to spread to the ends of the earth when he said, "Go and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That was a different baptism. Jesus taught that unless we be born of water and the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. We believe that his gift of baptism to us is one of the seven sacraments. Yes, each sacrament is a sign, but it is not just a sign which symbolizes something, it is also a sign which does something, which has a real effect. We believe that baptism does not just symbolize the faith or represent it. Rather, baptism actually joins us to the body of Christ and creates the dwelling of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in each one of us. It also wipes away all of our sins, including original sin. And finally, it pours into us the divine gifts of faith, hope, and love. We believe that the sacrament of baptism is required for these three things to happen in our lives. In fact, we believe that baptism and membership in the church are necessary for real faith in Jesus to take root and grow in us. So, baptism is definitely more than just a symbol. A good analogy for this is the Eucharist that we celebrate at this altar. We do not believe that the Eucharist is just a symbol for Christ or of our faith in Christ. We believe that the Eucharist is actually the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Even if we or someone else does not believe it, that Eucharistic presence of Jesus is still really there. If we receive this body and blood of Jesus without faith or in serious sin, then we will not benefit from the grace of the Lord's presence. But that is not because he's not present. He really is present. Rather, it would be because we have closed ourselves to benefiting from his presence. The same is true of baptism. This gift of baptism can be received and then exist, as it were, in a corked bottle within each one of us. If there's no nurturing of the faith, then this would be to treat baptism as if it were nothing, and thus leave the grace, the life of baptism, bottled up within each one of us. What then again are the real effects of baptism? They are freedom from original sin, being joined to the body of Christ, and having God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell within us. These wonderful gifts need to get out to others. We need to let them out and share them. And this only happens when we embrace our baptism and then go and witness to Jesus Christ. Sacraments are not just symbols of God's life. They are the actual real means of God's life, given to the church by Jesus Christ for our salvation. Let us uncork those means of grace already available to us, and let us celebrate and live our baptism. God bless you all.